think maybe the seeds were planted on that fateful day in November of 64, when I was planted in front of the TV watching the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Dad did bring home Meet the Beatles, and I would play it on my little Victrola. And I had a close friend by the name of David Lively. We both played drums and piano. And we were both, you know, knocked out by these guys. And so we'd do everything. We'd, you know, start to try to talk like them and, you know, wear our hair like them. And we started learning, you know, every one of their songs. And when you learn all the Beatles songs as they come out, you're getting a pretty good education in harmony and melody and song structure. I was all Beatles all the time.
Fast forward now, you got your foot in the door at NPR when they were contemplating a brand new news show in the morning to offer public radio stations. How did you come up with the theme for this new concept?
That was a situation of being in the right place at the right time. Producer of Morning Edition then was Jim Russell. The idea was that most stations would be coming out of classical music programming, so we didn't want to jolt them awake. We wanted to gently get them up. Those of you who remember the first arrangement of Morning Edition might remember that it started with a pseudo-classical segment with flute and harpsichord, and then it kind of, we called it a whoosh. It was a backward cymbal, a trick, by the way, I learned from the Beatles. We actually turned the tape over, and I did a cymbal hit or a cymbal roll, and then when we flipped it back, it sounds like it's whoosh, and then the Morning Edition theme would start. I had done that demo on a little four-track reel-to-reel recorder during a break from college at American University, and on a very cheap, cheesy keyboard called a Krumar Orchestrator, which just had a piano sound and a string sound and a clavinet sound and a bass. I took it to Jim Russell. He loved it. He took it into the creative meetings that he was having at NPR, and he said, look, we don't have a show yet, but this is what we want the show to feel like. I heard that story years later, and that was like a very high compliment. The luckiest thing that happened to me, Jim decided to leave NPR before the show went on the air. I think it was a couple of months before. And he walked the demo tape into the office of the new producer, Jay Kernis, and said, this is Lederman's theme for the show. We like it. Use it. The fact that I'm talking to you now, actually, I think, is because of Jim and Jay, and they both took very good care of me back then, making sure that I had an audio, you know, on-air credit, which was unheard of, really, back then. And I'm also lucky my name is not John Smith.
Your footprint at NPR is well established. You've also composed themes for Weekend Edition, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Car Talk, and this program that our listeners hear at 6:30 each weekday night on WCVE. Of course, we're talking about American Public Media's Marketplace, and I understand that your original version had a little more to it than what is played today. You had a lot of sound effects of the trading floor and things like that that were don't make it to air
people,
now.
What people don't realize that when we do a package, a music package for a show, there are many, many different cuts that we do, sometimes 40, 50 different little snippets. Some of them are, you know, minute long, 2 minutes long. Others are just buttons and what Jay Kernis calls bleebles, which are little pieces that just repeat and repeat and repeat so they can fade out anytime they want. And I believe the very first incarnation of Marketplace had sounds of the trading floor, the New York stock market, you know, back in the days when there was a lot of yelling and screaming going on down there before the computerization took effect. Also, they wanted the idea to be, you know, a sound of international finance. So there was a lot of, you know, marimba-type stuff and Indian-sounding instruments. Mind you, that piece that you hear now on the air is all my fingers on keys and drums, period. There's nothing more exciting for me than laying down a bunch of tracks to a piece and waiting for the end to lay the drum part, and then getting behind the drums, putting the headset on, and hearing, you know, the whole thing really loud and nice and sounding like a record, and playing the drums to it.
You've got a multitude of other credits, including some on the commercial side, ads for Coca-Cola, U.S. Airways, General Electric. Your work has appeared on the Cartoon Network and HBO's The Chris Rock Show. And you worked for many years ago with our own Steve Clark and University of Richmond history professor Dan Roberts when they conceived a new feature called A Moment in Time. See if you remember this. Remember doing that one?
Of course I remember that. Ann Roberts is an amazing talent, both on radio and visually. She's a fireball. Back then, when we did that, you know, it was starting small. The budget was small, and so all of that was obviously synth-based. But we've been having talks regularly about broader and bigger plans. A Moment in Time with Dan Roberts is on video as well. And so there might be some real orchestral work coming at you soon for that show.
What do you have planned for October 6th when you appear in Petersburg at the Appomattox Regional Governor's School with the Petersburg Symphony Orchestra? I understand that's a benefit for the Petersburg Library Foundation.
Yes, indeed. I'm really excited about this coming up this weekend. It's called For the Love of Books, and it is for the Petersburg Library Foundation, and it's a three-ring circus. I have convinced Robin Thompson to open the show. We met a couple of decades ago, and we've become good and fast friends ever since. And he's going to open it, and then my band, my beloved band from Virginia Beach, is going to join me for a set of music. And then we turn it over to the Petersburg Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Ulysses Kirksey. They'll do a set. And then we're going to wrap it up by everybody coming back on stage and doing the B.J. Lederman NPR Public Radio theme sampler. We're also going to play with Robin. The band is going to play a song with Robin. I convinced him into letting us play Candy Apple Red with him because I just love that song. It's Saturday the 6th at 8 o'clock at the Petersburg Governor Regional Governor's Magnet School. We'll put the words together any way you want. It's 8 o'clock on Saturday. Be there.
Musician and composer B.J. Lederman, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for talking with me. I hope to see you all in Petersburg, and let's raise some money for books and actually raise some money for WCVE, too. Pledge drive, call the number, go to the website. It's worth it.